Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I'm, of course, William M. O. What's up, Mac? What's going on?
Hey, I'm doing good. How's it going?
I'm doing good, man. I'm glad to have you on the show, as always.
Yeah, definitely.
And ladies and gentlemen, thank you, as always, for checking out this episode of Sports Urban Legend. Again, I'm William M. O. He's Macaulay Matthew. And on today's show, we're going to talk about the Aaron Rodgers rumors, Patrick Kane, you know, getting traded to the Rangers, the Oscars that's coming up tomorrow night, WWE, you know, Jey Uso finally turning on Sami Zayn. I'll give you my thoughts on that, and of course, I want to definitely hear Max's thoughts on that as it transpired at the end of Raw. And you know what it is. On this show, we talk sports and entertainment and everything else. So feel free to call us at 563-999-3529. That's 563-999-3529. Well, so feel free to talk about any of these topics and more. We'd love to hear from you. So with that said, let's kick off and talk a little football. And of course, the big news, the big sporting news right now, is Aaron Rodgers potentially getting traded to gangrene. And you know, if that happens, Aaron Rodgers could be to the Jet puzzle, the puzzle that they haven't been able to solve since Super Bowl III in 1969. Joe Namath's eventual replacement as the man who's going to lead them to the potential promised land. I mean, Joe Namath even said that, you know, he's willing to unretire his number if it would make him feel comfortable to come to New York. And this was before, you know, these trade rumors have been, you know, flaming hot as of right now. You know, basically Aaron Rodgers, he went to a dark retreat for like 4 days to make up his decision whether he wants to, you know, he wants to play for the Packers, you know, again, or he's going to retire, or you know, get traded elsewhere, which most likely would be the Jets. The Jets, a few days ago, they had their whole front office, you know, Woody Johnson, the owner, Robert Saleh, the head coach, had everybody go down there and, you know, basically, you know, sell them on the vision that the Jets have to finally soar to new heights into the Super Bowl and do what, you know, Patrick Mahomes has been, you know, has done twice in the last 4 years. So, and not to mention, you know, one of the coaches has, you know, Hackett, he's, you know, very familiar with Rodgers as well. So the Jets made some moves. They cut Berrios. And right now it looks like they have like over $15 million in cap space. So my question to you, Mac, should the Jets get Rodgers? And the other question is, do you think they will get him, you know, after, you know, after Derek Carr, you know, signed with the Saints?
Well, right now it's sounding like, you know, this trade might be done, according to reports. So it looks like it's a done deal, and Rodgers will be traded to the Jets. But we'll see if, you know, these reports are true. I mean, if these reports are true, then, you know, this is a great pickup or a great trade for the Jets. You get a veteran guy, a future Hall of Famer, a guy who is one of the best accurate passers in NFL history. And, yeah, this would be, like, the best pickup for the Jets since maybe Brett Favre.
Yeah, his predecessor.
You know, yeah, his predecessor.
That's
in Green Bay.
Yep.
So, I mean, the only concern is, you know, last season, Aaron Rodgers' numbers were diminished a bit. I don't know if that was because he didn't have the playmakers around him or if it was because his, you know, he's getting older and maybe his skill set is diminishing. Who knows? But we'll see if he can put up the numbers that he was putting up prior to this past year. But, you know, again, this would be a great move for the Jets. And if they do get Rodgers, they need to surround him with playmakers. I mean, you do have Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall, you know, the two young guys who can help Aaron Rodgers a bit. But the Jets are going to have to do more to improve this team, you know, to surround Aaron Rodgers and give him a championship team to compete.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean you're right. I mean, you know, he had a good year, but it wasn't up to, you know, Aaron Rodgers caliber.
Yeah.
2 for 26 touchdowns. You know, he had 2 for 12 interceptions, which, you know, obviously that's, you know, a big no-no. So hopefully with a better team around them, with this young, hungry team around them, if the trade does go down, because I think that the trade would be official on the 15th, if I'm not mistaken, if the trade does go through, because he hasn't officially, you know, the trade isn't official. The rumor is that the Jets, you know, and the Packers have worked, you know, what, you know, what the trade would be if Rodgers, you know, agrees to get traded over here, you know. So yeah, I think it'd be a great move. Obviously, you know, it's kind of scary, you know, like the, you know, when they got Brett Favre, you know, you're going after a guy, future Hall of Famer, who might not, you know, might be a little over the hill, but you know, this is the shot they have to take. They, you know, it's Aaron Rodgers or bust, especially with Carr signing. You know, Aaron Rodgers is a future first ballot Hall of Famer. He's won a Super Bowl. You know, you got, this is the move you have to make to change the culture of the franchise. You know.
Yeah.
You got.
I thought for sure that the Jets would get Derek Carr because, you know, they whined and dined him, and it was looking like he might be coming here, but. Very surprising to see him go to the
Saints.
Go to the Saints instead of signing with the Jets. So hopefully that, you know, same thing doesn't happen to the Jets. We'll see.
Yeah, let's hope not. Shall see. And then another New York news. Patrick Kane, you know, the lifelong Chicago Blackhawks, he got traded to the Rangers, you know, for many weeks.
I heard about that.
Many weeks that, you know, that the trade was gonna go down, might potentially go down, and it went down just before, the trading deadline happened. So, you know, the Rangers, they get a guy who's a 3-time Stanley Cup winner. He rejoins Panarin, but this time in New York. And, you know, you get a, just like Aaron Rodgers would be, you know, coming to the Jets, you know, you have a future Hall of Fame player in Kane. And, you know, he scored, I think, his second goal, you know, earlier today. The Rangers had a little slow start, you know, trying to ease him in, and you know, they lost a couple of games because they were short a man because of the trade. But yeah, we shall see how the Rangers do in the playoffs and get out of the conference finals this time. Because the funny thing is, they got eliminated in the conference finals on my birthday, so hopefully they'll go a lot farther, you know, this upcoming season.
Yeah.
Or I should say this upcoming playoffs, I should say. Well, we shall see. I mean, looks like my teams are moving in the right direction, you know.
Yeah.
Mets, you know, getting Verlander and almost getting Correa. I mean, you know, that, you know, my teams are starting to make some moves, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And even the Knicks.
Yeah, perfect segue. I was just about to go to the Knicks, too. Yeah, the Knicks, you know, Jalen Brunson, he's the difference maker. Unfortunately, he's hurt right now. He re-injured his knee. And, you know, he played that the last game against the Kings after missing the previous two games or so when, you know, during our 9-game winning streak. He tried to play through it, play 19 minutes, score 19 points, and he was gone for the rest of the game. I think it was the Kings he was with when he got hurt.
He hasn't played in any of the past three games, right?
No, he came back. He played, I think, the game, the last game, not the game tonight, today, this afternoon. But I think he played, I think it was, either yesterday's game or the game before that one. He tried to play through it because he missed two games, and then he tried to come. He played through it. He re-injured it, and then he missed. He definitely missed. He didn't come back after. I think it was Thursday. I think was the last time they played before today, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I think Thursday was the last time he played. Was the last time he got injured, left the game, and never came back. I think he got injured in the second or third quarter. I can't remember. And then he was gone for the rest of the game. He didn't play today against the Clippers. And then I think we're facing the Lakers today, I think. Tomorrow, I should say. So, yeah, man, Jalen Brunson, man, that's the MVP of the team. They need him to stay healthy. So if he needs to rest out a week or so, just let him rest, man. Like, hey, even if we have to fall, you know, down in the standings, as long as we don't fall into the play-in, which I don't think we will. But you know, you gotta rest this guy for you to even have a chance in the playoffs, which obviously the Knicks don't. You know, they don't have a realistic chance of winning a championship, obviously. But if you want to at least get out of a round or two, you know, Brunson has to be healthy. If they have a chance to go to the Eastern Conference Finals, man, the other top players are gonna have to be hurt. Somebody's gonna have to be hurt, and they gotta play. Everybody gotta play through their potential.
He is a difference maker for sure.
Oh, what were you saying? I couldn't hear you.
No, Brunson is a difference maker, and mm-hmm. you know, when he's not on the court, you know, this team, the offense doesn't function. I mean, you still have a Quickly who runs the offense.
Mm-hmm.
He does a good job at running offense, but Brunson, he just adds a different element to this team when he's out there. And you see it this year, you know, throughout this year, where these guys, especially Randle, you know, he's been playing at his highest level, and that's been because of Brunson.
Absolutely. If he doesn't play, then you're basically playing last year's roster, you know.
Yeah.
Because we didn't really do any. I mean, other than Hartenstein and Brunson. I mean, Brunson is the difference maker.
Yeah, definitely.
And you know, with Brunson out, you know, Randle's back to his old form as the point forward. Yeah, which that's not to his strengths. You know, he's a guy. You know, you got to make him catch and shoot. Or, you know, go in the paint, you know, use his size and kick it out to somebody who's open, you know. But if you have him forcing up shots, you know, he's going to be turnover prone, you know. But, you know, props to him, you know, he's having a career year, another career year. And hopefully Brunson can get back healthy. But let's be smart about it. Let him rest a few games. Let him get back to 100%, and then let him play. If we have to sacrifice our standings in the thing, so be it. Because, you know, if we rush him, God forbid, he could be gone for the rest of the year. So.
Well, right now we've lost three in a row, so right now we're moving down the standings instead of moving up after that 90-winning streak.
Yeah, with the anti-Jeffersons.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, there ain't no deluxe apartment in the sky if you're losing like this.
Yeah. I think right now we're in the fifth spot.
Let me check.
Maybe even the sixth spot, I think.
Let me. That's a good question. Let me check right now. Hopefully we're not, because if we, I don't think we're in the sixth spot. I don't think so. But I'd have to.
I think someone overtook us.
Let me see.
Maybe it was the Heat. Was it the Heat? Someone overtook us recently. Oh, it's the Nets. The Nets overtook us to get back to that fifth spot again, or at least the fourth spot.
Mm-hmm. And then we're most likely going to be facing Donovan Mitchell and the Jazz.
Well, right now, if the playoffs start, it'll be Sixers, I think. wasn't it?
Yeah, because we lost
we're
our
the
spot.
Six.
Because when we were like what, the fifth, you know, we would have been battling them.
Yeah.
Because since we fell down, now we're, like you said, we're going to be facing the Sixers right now.
Yeah.
But I think most likely, you know, we're gonna be facing the Jazz. No, not the Jazz. The Cavaliers.
Let's hope so. I mean, they got to get back to winning again.
That's going to be a tough matchup for us.
Who, Sixers?
No, well, I mean, I think we could beat the Sixers, but Sixers are going to be tough. But the Cavs, you know what's his name going to be? Mitchell's going to be, he's going to be extra motivated.
Yeah, I mean, all the top four spots right now are going to be tough for us regardless.
Of course. You know? Yeah, so no doubt about that.
You know, but, yeah, it's going to have to try to beat who you're facing.
Exactly. Giannis would have to have a tummy ache for us to beat them. He might even have a Jordan double nipple game on us, even with a upset stomach or a flu or whatever. So
diarrhea.
Yep. But yeah, we'll see what's gonna happen with that, you know, with the playoffs. But hopefully they can snap this losing streak, especially you know, against the Lakers coming up. And you know LeBron's gonna want to play. Against us, for sure.
I think LeBron has an injury, though. I don't think he's going to play.
Let me check that out.
Yeah, he has, like, a foot injury, so he's going to be – I think he's going to be out for a while. But, you know, what's his name? Who used to
Davis?
Play for the Nets?
Davis.
Well, Davis, too, but, you know, what's his name? The guard that was traded to the Lakers. He used to play for the Nets. I'm forgetting his name now.
Let me try to think.
He's been playing well recently. You know, the dude who said he has ice in his veins. I'm forgetting his name. Why can't I think of his name? He was on the LA. He started his career as a Laker. Now he's back on the Lakers.
You're not talking about Russell, right?
Yes.
D'Angelo Russell?
D'Angelo Russell, yeah, there you go. Yeah, he's we got to be careful with him because he could put up like 30 points on us.
Oh, yeah.
But he's been playing well since he's returned to the Lakers. But I don't think LeBron will be playing, so we don't have to be concerned about that.
Oh, that's good. So I go with my bad dude.
Yeah.
But let me see. Let's talk WWE, man. What's your thoughts on Jey Uso finally turning on Sami Zayn?
I think that's what they want you to think. He wants you to think he's going to turn against Sammy, but I think in the end he's going to help Sammy at WrestleMania.
Did you see what happened on Raw?
I did. But again, like I said, it's all an act right now. Wait till WrestleMania, I'm telling you.
So,
ultimate betrayal.
So when he super kicked him in the face, you weren't shocked?
I was shocked, but I think it's a safe face right now, to make him seem like he's not a traitor. But I'm telling you guys, come WrestleMania, the ultimate betrayal is going to happen. Just watch how this plays out.
Mac, did you remember there was somebody who was telling you that, you know, he wasn't going to betray his brother and that you know, he's going to turn on Sammy because he's not going to lose his title. He's not going to give up his title opportunity. You know, this is the Usos are on a historic run. Why would he vacate the title? That don't make no sense.
Again.
Do you remember who said that?
You said that, but again.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, this is an act right now. Wait, this is my theory, by the way, and this might not happen, but this is what I think. It's an act right now. Come WrestleMania, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens will win the title because Jay, right?
Yeah.
Jay is going to turn on his brother. Or you know what? The Usos might even retain the title. Yeah, I could still see them retain, but somehow I see Jay turning his back. And then you're gonna have his brother and their cousin. They're going to be competing for the championship.
Oh, no, they're all brothers. Solo Sikoa and the Usos are brothers.
You're right, right. So, you're going to have his other brother, whatever. I can't tell. That they all look the same. But anyway.
Well, yeah, because they're brothers. And the Usos are twins. Of course they all look the same.
So, but anyway, I think he's going to turn on them. Watch come WrestleMania. You know, that's going to be the surprise twist. That's my theory right now.
The one I want to keep saying, "You thought I was going to pick you over my brother? That's blood, homie. They all pick my old brother over you, man."
I'm telling you, it's an act. Just watch.
Okay.
Remember, I said this on the show. Remember, I said this.
Yes, but that was before he super kicked him in the face.
Because again, he has to save face right now. He has to show that he's loyal to his brother and the Usos, the Uso family.
And cause,
come WrestleMania, I think he's going to side with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
So you think he's going to cost himself and his brother, most importantly himself, their historic title reign? You think that his title reign is going to end in a controversial fashion like this by him basically vacating it by turning on his brother?
Yeah.
And losing the title?
Yeah. Because they have to find a way. There has to be a surprising twist to this storyline. Now, according to you, how do you see this playing out at WrestleMania? Let me hear what you think.
Okay.
How do you think it's going to happen?
Here's what's going to happen. Monday Night Raw, Cody Rhodes is going to call Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens to the ring. He's going to basically tell them, you guys got to squash this beef. Because Kevin Owens, you need Sami Zayn. And like Sami Zayn's been saying for the past couple of weeks, Kevin Owens needs Sami Zayn. They both need each other to beat the bloodline. So Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, they have to join forces, take on the Usos, win the title, therefore bringing the bloodline down by taking the tag titles, ending their historic run. Then Cody Rhodes is going to fight Roman Reigns, as we all know, for the unified title, WWE Undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Cody Rhodes beats him, thereby the bloodline reign of terror is over for now. That is the plan. That's what's supposed to happen.
All right.
Jey Uso giving up his title is stupid.
I don't think he's going to give up the title, but I think something's going to happen where he's going to be the reason why they lose the title. You know, I'm not saying that he's going to forfeit the match.
But that's
or,
what
you know,
saying.
No.
That he's going to turn on his brother.
Yeah,
what's
going to happen is he's going to compete. Right? He's going to compete.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to do something that's going to be sympathetic to Sammy, which is going to cause them to lose the titles. And that's going to be the ultimate betrayal. You know, that's what's going to happen.
Wait.
I'm not going to say that he's going to not compete in the match or just turn over the titles like that. He's just going to compete in that match. But he's going to do something in that match which is going to cost them the title at the end of the day. And that's going to make the Usos turn their back on him. And then you're probably going to have a Jay versus Roman Reigns and I keep forgetting the other brother.
Jimmy,
that's going to be a feud going forward. That's what I think.
Okay. So how do you propose he's going to lose the title? He's going to, like, try to super kick Sammy, but then hesitate. And
that
then
could that actually could happen. That could actually happen. That could
and
definitely
kick
happen.
Jimmy in the face?
That could happen. Remember, like, back in the day in, when Shawn Michaels kept super kicking Diesel back, like, around, what was it, 94? And then Diesel turned his back on Shawn Michaels. I feel like that's going to be, like, that type of a feud where you will see Jay accidentally super kick his brother, and then that's how Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens wins the titles. And then he'll probably side with Kemi and Sammy after that, probably, maybe.
So would he, after he super kicks them, he stalls, he's shocked, he gets schoolboyed by Sami Zayn, and that's how they win the title?
Yeah, actually, you know what? Yeah, that could definitely happen. Why not?
I mean, that's possible, but that's possible. That's a whole different story than the way how it made it. You made it sound like, you know, he's gonna walk out of the ring, kind of like
I'm not saying he's gonna forfeit the title.
Okay,
I'm not saying that. I'm saying he's gonna, like I said, he's gonna do something to cost him the title.
Okay, yeah, I could see in that case, I could see that happening. But the way how it made it sound like is that, you know, it would have been like the Royal Rumble. Like, he was supposed to, kind of like Shawn Michaels. Remember when Shawn Michaels ended Ric Flair's WWE career? He hesitated. He said, "I love you," and then he kicked him in the face.
Right, right.
So, or he walked away, you know, he was supposed to fight him, and then he walks away, and then he leaves, you know, Jimmy, you know, by himself, and then it turns into a 2-1 handicap match. That's what I made it sound like. Or maybe there might even be a 3-on-2 handicap match. It might be the Usos and Solo, you know, all the Uso brothers versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. 3-on-2 handicap tag team match. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm telling you, Jay is going to play a major role in them losing the titles. And
okay,
you're going to come back, and then you're going to say, "Yeah, Mac, you were right."
No. But that's not how you were wording it for the past couple of weeks. The way you were coupling is that he purposely give up his spot I just said that
he's not going to forfeit. He's going to compete in the match.
But that's how you made it sound all these other weeks before he.
No. No. I just told you that he's going to compete in the match, but he will do something in this match to cost him the title. Now, it could be something that is accidental, but then again, I could also see him doing something purposely where he acts like it was an accident, and then later he could side with Sammy and Kevin. I could see that as well, you know?
I don't see that. I don't see him signing with Kevin. I don't see him signing Kevin Owens and Sammy Zayn.
If he purposely sides with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn,
then you are right. If he accidentally costs him the match, which is, you know, I could definitely see that happening, that's not intentional. Unless, if, like you said, he did it on purpose, then you'd be right.
What if it is intentional?
If it's intentional, then you're right.
Yeah. I mean,
but
what if it's intentional? And then he sides, and then what if he super kicks him and then that costs him the title, and then later on they turn on him and then he sides with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens?
I mean, I guess you would be right as well that he would join up with him, but it's more so the intent. Is he joining their forces, or is he joining their forces because he got his butt kicked, he got kicked out, and then he joined there as a last resort, not part of the plan. You understand what I'm trying to say?
No, but
it's kind of like World War II. The Soviet Union, they were sided with the Axis powers. Hitler betrayed Stalin. So then, as a last resort, self preservation, he joined the Allied forces. Like that.
Whether it's accidental or personal, Jay will be the reason Usos lose the titles. Now, I know you want Usos to continue this historic run of theirs,
But, no, I think they're going to lose. I think they're going to lose on I think they're going to lose at WrestleMania, but it's going
to
be.
There has to be a surprise twist to this ending, to this storyline. And Jay is the main culprit in this storyline and why they're going to lose the titles. Mark my words.
I agree with that. I agree with that. But the question is it the intent? Did he do it on purpose or by accident? If he does it on purpose, then you're right. He was with them all along. But if he does an accidental move that cost them the match, then that's not part of his plan. It was an accident. Unless the only way it would fit what you're saying is if he does.
If he sides with Sammy and Kevin.
If he sides with Sammy and Kevin,
then that's intentional.
If he intentionally sides with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn and purposely crosses himself and his brothers their title reign, then you'd be right. But if he accidentally crosses them the title reign and he loses, then that was an accident, part of a genius plan for him to side with them.
Yeah,
like you
I
said,
think what's going to happen is you're probably going to have maybe a 3-on-3 match after WrestleMania where you have Roman Reigns and Jimmy.
No, I heard that that's a rumor too.
You know, I think Jay will join up. I mean, Jay still has some sympathy for Sammy in some way. You know, he's acting like he doesn't right now, you know?
Yeah, because what they made you think is after when he turned on him is that, you know, it was all part of the plans. But according to what he was saying, I think on SmackDown, it was that he had no choice because that's family. So it wasn't like it was part of his genius plan to turn on him. Because the way how it looked was that it was all part of his plan all along to turn on him. Like it was all part of the bloodline plan to turn on him.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we shall see.
But
remember,
we both agree. We both
remember
agree
this.
That Jay
no,
we,
no, 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 no. We don't agree.
Yes,
I'm telling you right now.
Let me finish what I'm saying. We both agree that Jay is going to be a factor, but my take is that it's going to be accidental.
Yeah.
That he's going to be, what you want to call it, Sammy and Kevin's going to beat the Usos. Your argument is that he's going to cost himself and the brother the title by accident. And then join forces with them. Or it's all on purpose, costing himself the title reign and giving it to Sami Zayn and Usos. I mean, Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. That's your argument, that he's going to cost himself the title.
It'll either be accidental or it'll be purposeful. But that's the main reason.
But that's the whole intent. The whole argument is intent. I'm saying... He's not going to give up his title on purpose. You're saying that he's going to...
It could go either way. It could be accidental or it could be purposeful, but he's going to be the main reason that he loses the title.
I agree with that. I agree that he's going to factor into the loss. My take is that he's not going to willingly lose the title. In the match, he's not going to intentionally lose the match. He's not going to swerve his brother and make himself lose the title. You know what I'm saying? On purpose. That's my argument.
Yeah, I'm sticking with my, it's, I think it could go either way, but yeah, you know, I could see him doing it purposely. And if he sides with Kevin and Sammy, that's going to prove what I'm saying. It's going to prove what you're saying
if he sides with them on purpose. That was all part of his plan. But if he sides with them after he got kicked out of the bloodline, you know, by mistake, then, you know, that's not really part of your genius plan of what you're saying he's going to do at WrestleMania.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's revisit. You know, come back.
All right. We shall see if he purposely loses. So that he could join Sammy and Kevin Owens.
Yeah, but again he will be the main reason. I'll say that.
I agree with that. He's definitely going to factor in in the pinfall, whether he's going as pinned or he accidentally, and let me underline, accidentally sabotage his him and his brother. Your argument is that he's going to purposely cost himself and his brother the title because he's with Sammy and Kevin all along. That's your argument.
I'm saying it could go that way, but also it could go. I could see it going that. You know, he could do it accidentally. You know?
Yeah, I agree with that.
So
I think to me that's more real. To me that's more realistic that he accidentally cost him the title than him secretly joining forces with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. If he is secretly with them, then I'm wrong. I'm 100% wrong. If he purposely with them, sides with them, and this is all part of his plan to screw himself, you know, Jimmy and Solo, and ultimately Roman Reigns to free himself of Roman Reigns, then I will admit I was wrong. But all the other scenarios don't really point to the theory. If any other scenario happens, it doesn't really point to the theory of him purposely sticking it to the bloodline, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, if Sammy could, like, purposely betray them, why not Jay, you know?
No, but Sammy didn't purposely betray them either. It was like he reluctantly betrayed them because it was like enough is enough on Kevin Owens, you know. It was like his eyes was open.
So why can't Jay think the same of Sammy? Like enough, enough with them, you know, going after Sammy. Why can't he do the same thing?
He did do the same thing at Royal Rumble. That's why he walked out on them.
Yeah. So I'm saying if he walked out on them on Royal Rumble, what makes you think he can't purposely betray them at WrestleMania?
Because his title's on the line. His tag team title's on the line. If his tag team title wasn't on the line, then it would make more sense for him to betray his brothers and Roman Reigns. But since his title is on the line, title reign is historic for him to end his own title reign. It would, especially a historic title reign, would be stupid. It would be a stupid way to end his own title reign.
I think regardless, there might be some controversy to this tag team match. You know, there might be some controversy.
That's like when Cody Rhodes was tag team champions with Hardcore Holly, and he betrayed them so he could win the titles with Ted DiBiase.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you lose? How do you beat yourself and lose? How do you lose? How do you beat yourself and win the title at the same time? That didn't make any sense whatsoever.
We've seen some bizarre stuff happen before in WWE, so, you know, this wouldn't be out of the ordinary.
It would be out of the ordinary because it would end the longest reign in tag team history. And for it to swerve like that by basically forfeiting it, you know, by him, you know, losing the title, you know, purposely betraying himself and his brother, you know, to side with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, that to me that doesn't add up. But I guess we'll find out in a few weeks from now.
Yeah, it'd definitely be interesting.
But yeah, let's shift gears to the Oscars.
Oh yes, which will be tomorrow night.
Mhm. Yeah, can you tell me the list of the major categories?
Yeah, sure. Let me pull up the list here. I just lost it here. Let's see. They'll be hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. This will be Jimmy Kimmel's third time hosting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to that. And he has to take a shot at Will Smith and the Chris Rock incident that happened last year.
Oh, he's definitely going to talk about that, Beth. He's probably going to lead off the show with it.
Yeah. Let's start with Best Director. We got Daniel Kwan and Daniel Sheenit for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Ruben Östlund for Triangle of Sadness. Todd Field for Tar. Martin McDonagh for The Banshees of Inisherin. And Steven Spielberg for The Fabelmans.
Yeah. I was thinking it was more. It's going to be most likely between Steven Spielberg, since he has that semi autobiographical movie, The Fablemans, or it's going to be with Daniel Kim, Everything All at Once. The same movie, right?
Everything Everywhere All at Once. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to win it. Normally, I would say it would be Steven Spielberg, since it's a movie about his life. But I think it's gonna be everything and Everywhere All at Once,
Everywhere All at Once. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm going with Robin Olsen for The Triangle of Sadness.
All right.
Just because even though I've never seen the movie, but it sounds like he's gonna win it. But Everything Everywhere All at Once, it looks like they're gonna grab the majority of these awards. So I wouldn't put my money. I wouldn't put my money on any of these categories.
Nope. Me neither.
What about Best Actress in a Supporting Role? We have Jamie Lee Curtis in Everything Everywhere All at Once, Angela Bassett in Black Panther Wakanda Forever, Kerry Condon for The Banshees of Inisherin, Stephanie Hsu for Everything Everywhere All at Once, and Hong Chau for The Whale.
I would say it's either between Angela Bassett and Jamie Lee Curtis.
I'm going with the hot note, but then again, that could be any one of these girls.
But I think I could most likely see Jamie Lee Curtis winning, over Angela Bassett.
I'm going to go with Jamie Lee Curtis to win. I think she's going to take it.
Yeah, I agree.
Then we have Best Supporting Actor, Ki Hui Kwan for Everything Everywhere All at Once. Remember, he used to, as a kid, he was in the Indiana Jones. Temple of Doom?
Temple of Doom, yep.
And he was in Goonies.
Mm-hmm.
So he's nominated for Best Supporting Actor in this movie. Then you have Brendan Gleeson for The Banshees of Inisherin, Brian Tyree Henry for Causeway, Judge Hirsch for The Fablemans, and Barry Keoghan for The Banshees of Inisherin. One of those Banshees of Inisherin guys is going to win it, and I'm going with Brendan Gleeson.
I think the actor who used to play Short Round is going to win, because he's on a comeback. He hasn't been in the movies for years. He just recently reunited with Harrison Ford after all those decades from the Temple of Doom movie.
Yeah,
I think he's on a comeback, and then of course Brandon Fraser is another one who we're going to get into momentarily.
Yeah,
so I think he's going to win that.
Okay. What about Best Actress for a lead role? And we have, Cate Blanchett for Tar, Michelle Yeoh for Everything Everywhere All at Once, Ana de Armas for Blonde, Andrea Riseborough for To Leslie, and Michelle Williams for The Fablemans. I'm going Michelle Yeoh for Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you too. I don't think Michelle Williams is gonna win another award show. I mean, she won it not too long ago, recently. I think Michelle Yeoh will win. I mean, I could see the Armas winning it too. Playing Marilyn Monroe. I could see that happening, but I think Michelle Yeoh is gonna win it.
Okay. What about Best Actor in a Lead Role? We got Austin Butler for Elvis, Colin Farrell for The Banshees of Inisherin, Paul Mescal for After Sun, Bill Nighy for Living, and Brendan Fraser for The Whale.
Yeah, right there. Brendan Fraser. I think if Brendan Fraser was an Indus, Austin Butler would have won it, hands down. Yeah, Austin Butler, he really committed himself to the role of Elvis. I mean, the guy, he's British, and the guy literally still has the Elvis accent. So, I mean, he really committed himself to the role. But I think Brandon Fraser is going to win it. You know, Brandon Fraser, just like, you know, the actor who played Short Round, you know, he's on a comeback, you know, trail. You know, he hasn't been in movies in a long time. You know, he had his Me Too movement incident where I think that the guy in charge of SAG, the SAG Awards at the time. So as a result, you know, he didn't feel comfortable being in, you know, in the spotlight. So he hasn't been in movies in a long time. And a lot of people have been, you know, going, you know, to bat for Brendan Fraser, talking about how, you know, what a nice guy he is on and off the set, you know, including The Rock, where he got his first movie debut in the Mummy Returns, you know. So, I mean, it's good to see that Brendan Fraser, you know, he lives up to the, you know, what you know, the fans, you know, assume he would be, you know, a stand-up guy. So I hope he'll pull it off and win the award and finish the story like Cody Rhodes is trying to do in WWE at WrestleMania. So we'll see.
Yeah, I'm going with Brandon Fraser as well. I think it's time that he won a big award, and what better way to you know, put a stamp on his career than winning an Oscar. So I'm going to go with him taking this category, Best Actor in Lead Role. And then finally we got Best Picture. Let me see here.
Everything All at Once. I think Fableman's in it too.
Yeah, Top Gun. I mean, a lot of these movies I haven't even seen, but I was thinking to try to watch them tomorrow, but I'm not going to have all, you know, I'm not going to have time to watch all of these tomorrow. But yeah. I'll give you the nominees. So it's All Quiet on the Western Front, Avatar, The Way of the Water, The Banshees of Inisherin, Elvis, Everything Everywhere All at Once, The Fablemans, Tar, Top Gun Maverick, Triangle of Sadness, and Woman Talking.
Yeah, I love
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah, I love Top Gun Maverick, but there's no way that movie's going to win it. I mean, they want, you know, Oscar-winning movies has to be like melodramatic films. So, I mean, Elvis could win it. The Fablemans, I think, has a real strong chance of winning. But I think Everywhere and Everything All at Once, I think it's on that ride that in the normal Oscars, I would say probably Elvis or Fableman would win. But yeah, I think Everything All at Once is gonna rack up a lot of awards. Kind of like your boy Jeter's career.
Yep. I think it's gonna take a lot of the awards tomorrow night. Should be good. Should be a good show. Hosted by Jimmy Kimmel.
So, okay, so let me ask you a hypothetical question. This title show is called And the Oscar Goes to Jey Uso, Patrick Kane, and Aaron Rodgers. So if you had to choose one of these three sports figures of getting an Oscar award, who would it be? Would it be Jey Uso betraying Sami Zayn? Would it be Patrick Kane finally getting traded to the Rangers and potentially winning a Stanley Cup, the Rangers? Or would it be Aaron Rodgers being traded to the Jets and potentially leading them to the Super Bowl? Who are those three people you think?
I think you're right. Rodgers, if Aaron Rodgers does win a Super Bowl with the Jets, I'd probably have to win Best Oscar Performance. Yeah, definitely.
I'd agree with that.
The Jets, you know, haven't won the title since, what, 69? So he can probably bring a title to this city for that organization and put a – I mean, he's already a Hall of Famer anyway, and he's won a championship already. But if he can do it in New York in a big market, yeah, he definitely deserves the Oscar Performance for that.
Yeah, it would be Tom Brady-esque. Like, Tom Brady coming to the Buccaneers and winning the title, you know?
Yeah.
Basically winning a title everywhere you go.
Yep.
Which is very rare to do. I mean, LeBron James did it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we shall see. But, yeah, I'd have to go with that, too. But, hey, you never know. Jey Uso might swerve people again and win, you know, cause them the match and prove that you were right all along.
We'll then see.
He might deserve an Oscar for that, too.
Anything's possible.
Yep. Like Kevin Bernard said.
Mm-hmm.
And with that in mind, anything you'd like to say before we head out?
Turn back your clocks 1 hour at 1 o'clock and check out my show iMac every Saturdays at 10. Check your local podcast for that. And come back here, check out Sports and Religion every Saturdays at 11. Only a Block Talk Radio.
Yep, you're the man. Check out this podcast, iMac. Check out my YouTube channel, Sports and Religion TV. And, of course, come back next week and check out Sports and Religion with me, William Ramo, and, of course, Macaulay Matthew. So, you know, again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in, checking us out. And, you know, we will see you guys next week. Hopefully with a Knicks winning streak back on track. So, all right, we'll see you guys next time.